All right, well, we're just going to do these two songs for you. These are just really fun songs that you can tap your foot along to and all that good stuff.
From my doorstep, I just can't help but stop and grin. It's like I'm 10 years old again. It's all love, the season is a gift. When love came down to let us live, let's open up and let our hearts embrace this moment.
Laughter starts before the sunrise. Sneak downstairs with sparkling light. Know what joy it brings to me. Our family around our Christmas tree. And I thank the Lord for his favor as we sing the songs of our Savior.
It's all of the season as a gift. When love came down to let us live, let's open up and let our hearts embrace this moment.
Christmas is here. Make it loud for Christmas is here.
All right, you guys take a big bow. Oh, parents, clap some more. They love this. All right. Why don't you guys go find your parents? Why don't we stand and greet one another and say Merry Christmas while the kids come back to join you?
Well, once again, this is the season of Advent, and during Advent, we count down the weeks to the birth of Christ. We live in what's called the already and the not yet, is we've already had Jesus come and come for us, and so we celebrate. And then we live in the not yet because he hasn't yet come again. And so until he comes again, we celebrate the season of Advent. And so we started the season of Advent just by taking a characteristic of this season each week and just saying, "Is okay, so this week we're going to focus on." And that first week, it was hope, as we were focusing on the hope that comes through Christ. The second week, it was peace, and just focusing on the fact that peace comes through Christ. And then the third week, it was love. And then this week, we're going to focus on joy. So let's talk about joy for a few minutes. You know, it's interesting is because it's really important that we have a biblical sense of what joy looks like. Because the Bible defines the joy that is supposed to be a part of the Christian life. So a joyful life differently than what we would typically see it as on a cultural level, because in so many ways we see joy and happiness as being the same thing. And there's a sense in which they are. But you know, sometimes is that circumstances just aren't that happy. And yet we're told, the Apostle Paul says this, and it kind of doesn't make sense. Is you're going to say, how is this possible? But the Apostle Paul in Philippians 4:4 says, "Rejoice in the Lord always." I'll say it again, rejoice. And I just think about that as I think, how can we do that? How can we rejoice always? How can we have joy at all times? Because sometimes, you know, the circumstances are just such that it's hard to have joy, right? As one person put it, R.C. Sproul is I don't know if many of you know who he is, but he was just a powerful writer in the Christian world. He's been writing for years and years and years, and he's published probably more books than I can read in a year's period of time. But he talked about a time when he went to visit one of the members of his congregation in the hospital, and she was suffering with cancer. And he walked in, and it was one of the first times that he'd ever seen her without joy, just literally on her face. And he said, "Hey, how you doing today?" And he said, "You look a little down." And she said, "It's hard to have joy when your head's in a toilet." And then she started laughing. She didn't realize just, you know, the picture of that. And she started laughing, and she said, "But I will rejoice in the Lord. I will rejoice in the Lord." You know, some circumstances, it's hard to see the joyful side of them. You know, there are some circumstances that maybe are a little painful. There's some circumstances that we'd just rather avoid. Like, I don't know too many women that look forward to the pain of childbirth. But what about the joy afterwards? Isn't that something? Brené Brown said it this way. Some of you have heard of Brené Brown. She's also a writer and a speaker. She said, is that you don't think about the joy of childbirth, and I'm going to mess this up a little bit, is the joy of childbirth comes with stretch marks. Isn't that true? Now, us guys can't really relate, but we understand the concept of it. Here's one of the things that's important for us to understand. It's important for us to understand the biblical concept of joy. The biblical concept of joy, because we relate it so much to happiness. And yet sometimes it's hard to think about being joyful always. And yet the Apostle Paul said, "Rejoice in the Lord always." Rejoice in the Lord always. Not sometimes, not occasionally, not intermittently, and not periodically. Always. And these, for the Apostle Paul, they're not just pie in the sky words. Because the Apostle Paul was in jail when he wrote these words. And he had lost everything. He had no worldly possessions left. He had nothing left except for chains. He actually referred to those chains in chapter 1 of Philippians. And he said, these chains, referring to the predicament that he was in. And yet, at the end of the book of Philippians, he said, "Rejoice in the Lord, always." So it's important for us to understand where a believer's joy comes from. Because most of the time, or a lot of the time, they can't come from our circumstances. So where should joy come from? And the Apostle Paul tells us, as he tells us the source of joy, he says, in the Lord. The joy comes from being in the Lord. Not necessarily from our circumstances, not necessarily because things are always going well, but because of the Lord. That we can have a certain level of joy because of the work of the Lord. There's a certain amount of joy that can simply come from knowing Him. The source of joy for the believer isn't perfect circumstances. It's not financial security. It's not having material possessions or good health or a perfect job or any of the things that we would typically associate with happiness. Joy comes from the Lord. In simple terms, what this means is that the Christian life should never be a miserable life. We may have bad days, but one of the basic characteristics of the Christian life is joy. We're called to have joyful lives. Joyful lives. And so what does it look like to rediscover joy during Christmas? To recover joy. Well, you know, we started with the source of joy. It's very important that we go to the source of joy. Rejoice in the Lord. Always. And it's almost as though the Apostle Paul said, yep, you heard it right. Is I said, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say it, just in case you missed it the first time, rejoice. The second part of recovering joy is to know what the enemy of joy is. In that same passage in Philippians 4:6, it says, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. Anxiety kills joy. Anxiety equals fear. Is there the same thing? Is the fear of what might happen, the fear of what if? What are the what ifs in your life? What are the fears of what might happen? And it's probably a good idea for us to think about that because these are the things that steal joy from our lives. And so sometimes it's even good to kind of identify those things that we're anxious about, maybe even write them down on a piece of paper and say, you know, I'm worried about finances. How are we going to get through the month? Or I'm worried about, you know, the next job, or I'm worried about my children or whatever it is. And to be able to write those things down, all of those worries down. And the idea is that we get them out of our head and we get them to a place where then we can say, yep, those are the things that are stealing joy from my life. And so, Lord, I want to give these to you. You can handle my anxiety far better than I can. You can handle my fears so much better than I can. And so I want to give these to you. And by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, we present our requests to God because God is bigger than our fears. God is bigger than our anxiety. And so we present those to the Lord. And so part of rediscovering joy is addressing what affects it most, anxiety and fear. It's important within that, that we're okay with not being certain. Remember, fear is the fear of what might happen. It's just saying is God, I don't know, but you do. That's a big job. That's a big part of addressing fear in our lives. It's good for us also to stop caring what other people think. It's good to have the mentality is that we live in the audience of one, and that one is God, who loves us and cares for us. And so to avoid comparison, and then just to seek God. The third part of rediscovering joy is to meditate on the things of the Lord. The Apostle Paul said it this way in Philippians 4:7 and following. He said, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. And that's in response to prayer is that when you present your request to God, the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. And then the next verse, finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent and praiseworthy, think about such things. There's something that's important about meditating on the goodness of God. That we can find those things that are true. And, you know, the word of God is true. And it's given to you and I to encourage us and remind us that God is always at work and that his promises are always working themselves out in our lives. And so focusing on what is true, on the things that are noble, the things that are right, the things that are pure, the things that are lovely, the things that are admirable, to meditate on these things. These thoughts are particularly important for the believer because we're all searching for joy. Who isn't? Everyone's searching for joy. And the message of Christmas is this: He has come for us, amazingly, shockingly, He has come for us because He loves us. That's the startling joy of Christmas. And so rediscovering joy is in part understanding Jesus' teachings, which are imperative for our joy. Everything that is presented in the Bible tells us that Jesus himself is the source of all joy, peace, hope, and love. Giving up everything to gain him is gaining everything. How do we know this? Well, the Christmas story, for one, is a story of joy. We see this over and over again when we read through the birth of Christ. We're told that Elizabeth, a relative of Mary, was pregnant also. And that Mary went to see Elizabeth, and when Mary walked into the room, Elizabeth said, "The baby in my womb jumped for joy at the baby in your womb." Mary's response to this is, "My soul glorifies the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior." And then we think about what the angel of the Lord said to the shepherds. "But the angel said to them, 'Do not be afraid.'" Do you realize this is that little statement, "Do not be afraid," is found more in the Christmas story than any other story in the Bible? That when the angel appeared to Joseph, he said, "Do not be afraid, Joseph, to take Mary as your wife. For the one that's conceived in her is from the Lord." When the angel appeared to Mary, the angel said, "Do not be afraid, Mary. Do not be anxious, Mary. For the Lord has found favor with you." And then we see this picture of the angel coming to the shepherds and saying, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah. He is Lord." You see, joy is found in who Jesus is, what he's done for us, and in the fact that he has come because he loves us. And then remembering is that he will come again. And so everything that we see, all of the circumstances that we see that cause us anxiety, that one day they will pass away. In the book of Revelations, it says that there will be a day when there are no more tears, that there's no more sickness, that there's no more death. There will be a day when that's all passed away. And for that, we can also have joy. So joy is not based upon our circumstances. Joy comes from the source, from God himself. And so I say, rejoice in the Lord always. And just in case you didn't hear it, quoting the Apostle Paul, again I say, rejoice. All right, let's pray together. Father and Lord God, it's good to be able to come to you and to remember is that all good things come from you. It's your word that says, is that all good things come from our Father above. Lord, it's important for us to remember that. It's important for us to remember, as the psalmist says, that weeping may stay for the night, but joy comes in the morning. Lord, it's important for us to remember is that you are the one who works in every circumstance of life. And Lord, that even in the bad circumstances, that you're at work. And Lord, that you want to bring all things together for the good of those who love you. Father, I pray that as we celebrate Christmas, that we would remember, that we would not forget that hope, peace, love, and joy are all aspects of the fruit of your Spirit. And Lord, that they come to us today and every day through Jesus Christ, who is the good news that the angels proclaimed. Father, I pray that you'd bless our day. And Lord, that regardless of what we're going through, that there would be an aspect of joy that's a part of our lives simply from knowing you. We give you this day in the name of Jesus. Amen.